comes and you're ready to go. You're still full of turkey, but you can't be slow. Got a full agenda and you know all the ads. Going for the doughbuster and the latest fans. The doors open, you go when you're ready for the rush. You've mapped the store, you go right for your item in a hush.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live in Phoenix, Arizona, 1480 AM KPHX. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside a dancing Joseph J. Erdo. And he's singing too. We have Trisha in studio, Eric on the Meerkat camera, behind the glass, a producer of all ages.
So what is a doorbuster?
A doorbuster is something that is such a huge sale that people are pushing the doors down to get to.
And if it's at Michael's and they won't let you use a coupon on it, even though it says coupons are good for anything in the store. Now, read the fine print, it says not valid on doorbusters.
Really?
And it also, says on some of their coupons that say anything in the store, it says not valid on books. Because yeah. I bought a really cool fingerprint book and they would not give me my discount.
This song is from the 1800s.
This is
Little
Vanguard.
House on the Prairie.
Vanguard singing Black Friday.
Really? There's actually a song like that?
Well, all of our songs today will get you in the shopping spirit because it's Breakthrough Entertainment's Holiday Gift Guide.
Woo-hoo! And so much fun. Segment one was awesome. I can't wait for segment two.
Yes.
Black Friday, isn't that when Jesus died?
No. The black is because the businesses, when they run these big sales, it gets them into the black for the year.
Yes. Now, last segment was our seasonal souvenirs, and this segment is Breakthrough Entertainment's Spectacular Spirits.
Woohoo!
Yes. Okay, so
I have a good spirit, but I don't drink.
Okay.
So this will be you guys.
That's okay.
Woo-hoo!
Well, I have a spirit that wants to drink, but I don't drink.
Well, we had Greg try some things, and I know Eric tried some things. We're going to talk about those things because we're not allowed to have those things in the studio.
Gotcha.
Because we go crazy. Especially me, because it only takes a little bit.
We go crazy without it. What are you talking about?
It's a studio crawl.
What are you talking about,
Willis? Is it a studio crawl?
Now, we also have something that we're going to enjoy that's non-alcoholic in this segment as well.
Would it be women?
Stay tuned for that. No. But right now, first costume change of the day. We've got a few more
coming
up. Yes,
he went out and dressed up. He's got like an apron. He's dancing.
I love the fall leaf colors. That's a really pretty apron. I like it.
It's beautiful.
Oh my gosh. And the whole kitchen can match. That's a wine bottle bag, gift bag. And you've got now this is really cool. A hot pad that also is a semi-mitt. It's
and it could be a puppet,
but you
too.
You can put it in there. Yeah, and then, wait, what's the other thing?
It's just to wrap it all together.
To wrap it up all together. Okay,
yes,
that's so cute. And that's from who? Woodbridge?
Woodbridge by Robert Mondavi Harvest Spiced Red Blend. Okay, the Woodbridge Harvest Wine Set is a limited edition kitchen set created by Woodbridge by Robert Mondavi. Featuring an apron, pot holder, and wine tote, sets are sold for $35 on Amazon.com. Now listen to this. All proceeds are donated to AmpleHarvest.org, which provides struggling American families with fresh fruit and vegetables from
and
local
wine.
Gardens. Now the
fruits and vegetables. That's it. No,
made
no
into
alcohol.
Wine.
The set was designed to match the label of the newly launched Woodbridge by Robert Mondavi Harvest Spiced Red Blend, available for $6.99 at major grocery stores nationwide, which can be served at room temperature or warm to create a delicious mulled wine perfect for the holidays. Visit WoodbridgeWines.com. This tasted like I was drinking Thanksgiving, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
or the holidays,
I was drinking the holidays, and that was wonderful about it. It doesn't take much for me. I didn't feel the whole buzz from it, but it just tasted so wonderful. It was a dry wine, right?
And one of the good things was that it wasn't overly spiced. It was mild spicing.
And so when you say drinking Thanksgiving, it sounds like a psychological situation where it's bringing back memories from a sense called taste. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes. And
also
from the smells, because like when I was baking pumpkin pies with the cloves and the nutmeg and all that in it, it just makes
aroma.
Aroma of
permeating
it.
Permeating every inch of the house.
So here's my question. Did you drink it warmed?
I did not warmed. I got to try it warmed still.
I just did room temperature. How about you?
Chilled.
Okay.
Oh, well, see, they say room temperature.
Well, I didn't tell him
that.
You'd probably
warmed.
Taste it more at room temperature, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. But good.
Now, if you do drink, you might want to go for Sia Scotch Whiskey. It's a new, fresh, and exciting spirit for today's modern palate, a blend of Speyside, Highland, and Islay malt and grain whiskeys. Sia, that's capital S, capital I, capital A.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Won the prestigious double gold medal at this year's San Francisco World Spirits Competition, receiving 91 points from the Wine Enthusiast magazine. It appeals to people who are new to whiskey and those who appreciate fine single malts looking for a more accessible blend. Sia is distilled in Scotland and matured, blended, and bottled by third generation crafters Douglas Lang and Company. Visit whiskeyshopusa.com for shipping across the country to most states.
And how is shop spelled?
S-H-O-P.
Okay, so they did it with the American spelling.
Yes,
wasn't
yes,
sure.
Right,
not
old English.
Right.
Yes.
So I thought this was a great whiskey as well. You know, Scotch whiskey, Eric?
You know, I'm not a big Scotch or whiskey drinker. Once in a while, I'll have some Jack Daniels, but this was pretty smooth.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Okay.
I would drink it again.
Excellent.
Now,
Leaf
on the rocks, maybe.
Leaf Organic Vodka is distributed by Global Spirits USA. Is sourced from two unique American waters. These water sources give Leaf vodkas their signature tastes. For example, Leaf vodka made from Alaskan glacial water has a pure, smooth taste with a hint of sweetness, while Leaf vodka made from Rocky Mountain mineral water offers richness and complexity, lending a warm and savory impression on the palate. I definitely tasted the difference between the two.
I could taste the difference between the two, and out of all the things I sampled that you gave us to sample, that was the best.
Okay.
It was very smooth. It almost tasted like water.
Yeah, I know. It was so smooth. Wow. It was like drinking like
it was
water.
It was like very refreshing.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
So it's like drinking
it's
water?
The vodka tasted like water.
Vodka, yeah.
But you could get little.
Yeah, it had alcohol in it. I mean,
well,
it was vodka.
Well, you know what? And that's my understanding is that's why a lot of people who don't normally drink vodka.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have as much flavor.
Vodka has flavor. I like the flavor. But that was almost flavorless. That's
right.
It was very refreshing.
Like
it was like drinking bottled water.
Yeah.
That's so amazing.
And recommended shelf price.
Bottled
for
water
Leaf,
with a buzz.
Yeah. Recommended shelf price is $16.99 for 750 milliliters. Visit leafvodka.com. Now, another alcohol we had, Bulldog Gin. Bulldog Gin is a citrus flavored New World gin made with 12 unique botanicals to create a new, smooth, and innovative flavor. Bulldog is a perfect holiday gift for hosts, hostesses, colleagues, friends, and family to really help you get in the holiday spirit. Visit bulldoggin.com. I really like the citrus flavor of this. It was really strong.
I used to drink a lot of gin.
Yeah.
I used to drink gin
bet.
And tonics a lot.
Yeah.
And that was pretty good, too. I liked that as well.
Yeah. I thought Bulldog Gin was excellent.
Okay.
Now,
it was very flavorful.
Here's a big question for Eric.
Yeah.
Did you ever play gin while drinking gin?
I've never played gin. I don't know how to play gin.
Oh, wow. It's fun. He ran for
president. Gin Rummy.
For president.
Now, something that Eric hasn't tried yet because it arrived a little bit too late for me to give it to him, but I did try it, and I love Jell-O shots. I've had some on the Salt River, and you know what? Ludlow's Cocktails Company has just made it possible for my friends and I to enjoy them on the Salt River without having to make them. Now, we've got so they've created the first ever jelly shots on the market. These
Jell-O
edible
shots.
They're jelly shots. Yeah, you put them in the fridge and they gel like Jell-O.
Because Jell-O is a brand name.
Yes,
I see.
Yes,
Jell-O.
So it's multiple use on a honeymoon.
These utilize gelatin to make them into jelly shots.
These edible cocktails are all natural, 30 proof, and come in craft cocktail flavors like Moscow Mule and Margarita. They are the best tailgate companion, travel companion, and just about anywhere you can think of companion. Ludlow's Jelly Shots make the perfect gift for any cocktail lover and can bring life to any holiday party. It's carried in Phoenix at Total Wine stores. Hey, all my friends out there who like the bar crawls. Total Wine stores in Phoenix.
Total Wine and More, right? Isn't that what it's called?
I think so. Visit ludlowscocktails.com. Eric is going to want this
what
in
is
a second.
It?
This is bacon jam.
Oh, I like bacon. Though.
Bacon jam. Let's go ahead and try it. And Eric,
Do you like bacon?
I love bacon.
Oh. Mm.
It's really the only kind of ham I truly enjoy.
This is
really
one of my favorite.
You didn't have
in the
ham
world.
For like Thanksgiving?
I had a bite, but ham is too rich for me.
Yeah.
This is
but
really
bacon
good.
Is good.
Bacon jams are the perfect holiday gift for the foodie in your life that loves to cook.
Kevin Bacon.
The Bacon Jam's original flagship bacon spread bursts with sweet and salty bacon goodness. The flavor pairs well with foods of at any meal. It can also lend a bacon touch to party hors d'oeuvres with simple preparations such as on a cracker with goat cheese or brie. An 8-ounce jar is $14.99, and a sampler pack containing three flavors, including black pepper and red chili and garlic, is $39.99. Oh. Visit thebaconjams.com.
I like black pepper.
Dave, you would totally go
for the black pepper.
Oh, I love that.
And you know what? I love their logo because it's a pig wearing sunglasses with an electric guitar.
Sort of looks like me.
Bacon Jams, J-A-M-S. I like it. Amazing. Cute idea.
This is another one of my favorite things.
It is delish.
That is good.
I mean, I love bacon.
You know the old saying, when pigs play guitar,
they fly.
Wait a minute. If you mix this one playing guitar and then you have a jelly shot, it might start flying.
Yeah. So now to recap our spectacular spirit segment, we tried some Woodbridge.
This is not a spirit. I'm
saying. No, that's not. But I figured, you know, this and wine pairs
that's
very well.
That's true for your appetizers.
Yes. So Woodbridge by Robert Mondavi, Harvest Spice. Red blend, amazing, so wonderful. Sia Scotch whiskey was excellent as well. Leaf organic vodka, so smooth,
very good.
Bulldog gin was amazing. Ludlow's cocktails, jelly shots. I foresee myself buying a lot of those
in the future.
And the Bacon Jam.
That sounds like a rock and roll group. The Bacon Jam.
Yes. Again, go to Meerkat. Find us on Meerkat at Breakthrough Entertainment. You can see all these items. You can watch us taste test them. We've got some amazing things coming up next.
It's not in 4D where you can taste it or smell it yourself.
I know.
I'm sorry, but it is amazing.
But you can try some of it yourself. Go to BreakRadioShow.com. Click on the big F. That'll take you to our Facebook page where you can enter to win several of these items.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, let's play our next song. Broke My Arm Christmas Shopping at the Mall by the Housewives on Prozac.
That's a band?
Yeah.
That's a
top 40 band.
Top 40. This is incredible. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Ho, ho, ho.
That is Joseph. We'll be right back.
It was a small stampede. In aisle number three, I broke my arm Christmas shopping at the mall. How, I broke my arm Christmas shopping at the mall. How,